United Nations investigators are accusing the military in Myanmar of carrying out numerous crimes last year during its campaign against Rohingya Muslims. Myanmar's armed forces carried out mass killings and rapes of Rohingya with genocidal intent, the UN investigators said. They added that the commander-in-chief and five generals should be tried under international law for the most serious crimes. In a report, they urged the UN Security Council to set up a court to try suspects or to send their cases to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. They said that the Security Council should restrict arms to Myanmar and order targeted sanctions to punish individuals most responsible for crimes. The investigators blamed Myanmar's de facto leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. They said her government was partly to blame for the crisis. It accused the government of letting hate speech continue, destroying documents, and failing to protect minorities from crimes against humanity and war crimes. The report also criticized Facebook for letting the world's largest social media business be used to spread violence and hatred. The company reacted on Monday by announcing that it was blocking 20 Myanmar officials and groups found by the UN to have committed or enabled serious human rights abuses. A military spokesman, Major General Tun Tun Yi, said he could not immediately comment on the UN report. He spoke to the Reuters news agency. The Myanmar government was sent a copy of the report before it was made public. 1 year ago, the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army attacked 30 Myanmar police stations and a military base. To answer the attacks, government troops launched operations against suspected rebels and their supporters in Rakhine State. About 700,000 Rohingya fled the area to escape the violence. Most are now living in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh. The UN report said the military action, which included setting fire to villages, was disproportionate to actual security threats. The UN panel said the crimes were similar in nature to genocidal crimes in other countries. Myanmar's government has rejected most claims of violence made against the security forces by refugees. The government has built centers to help refugees return to the country, but UN aid agencies say it is not yet safe for them to do so. The United Nations defines genocide as acts meant to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group in whole or in part. Such a designation is rare, but has been used in countries such as Bosnia, Rwanda, and Sudan. The UN panel also said there was enough information to support the investigation and prosecution of senior officials in the army to determine if they were responsible for a genocide. The head of the panel is Marzuki Darusman of Indonesia. He said that the commander-in-chief of Myanmar's military, Min Aung Hlaing, should resign until there is an investigation into his part in the violence. The list of generals also includes Brigadier General Ong Ong, commander of the 33rd Light Infantry Division, which directed operations in the village of Indin, where 10 Rohingya captive boys and men were killed. Those killings were discovered by two Reuters reporters, Walon and Cha So-woo. They were arrested last December by the government for violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act. A ruling in their trial was expected on Monday, but has been postponed until September 3rd. In April, 7 soldiers were sentenced to 10 years in prison for taking part in the Indin killings. The UN investigators spoke with 875 suspected victims and witnesses in Bangladesh and other countries. They examined documents, videos, and satellite images. Years of state-sponsored discrimination against Rohingya had resulted in oppression from birth to death, the report said. The Rohingya see themselves as native to Rakhine State. They are considered migrants by Myanmar's Buddhist majority and are denied citizenship. In March, the panel's members had accused Facebook of permitting it to be used to support violence. The report said the social media company should have acted quicker. On Monday, Facebook said in a statement, "The ethnic violence in Myanmar has been truly horrific. Earlier this month, we shared an update on the steps we're taking to prevent the spread of hate and misinformation on Facebook." I'm Jonathan Evans.